This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast, a show by gamers, for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role-playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm Skormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And hey, when we were struggling for ideas this week, you found actually a really interesting one to talk about. Why don't you lead us in on that?
Well, you know, I like to read the different sites, you know, see what's going on in the gaming world, you know, try to keep abreast of, you know, the upcoming information. And I noticed that Secret World, or Secret World Legends, it looks like they may be getting a live-action TV series.
That'd be kind of cool.
Johnny Depp's production, it's like Infinitus Nihil or something like that.
Yeah.
Is looking to partner up with G34 or something like that, Innovation, and they're planning on producing a TV series based off of the game. And I thought that would be, you know, something cool, for at least for you, because I know you're a fan of the game. But
oh yes,
it, you know, kind of got us thinking about other games that should be made into TV shows, and TV shows that are already being made about games.
Right, like The Witcher is currently in development to become a television.
And the one that pretty much started it all, Defiance, I think it was, wasn't
yep.
it?
Defiance from Trion Worlds. It was a television series for like the first 3 years that the game was in operation. It's still running, but the television series, not so much.
Well, no. But when that idea came out, that sparked a lot of conversation at the time about, you know, a World of Warcraft show and all these other games that were out there. You know, let's make a game, let's make a show about this. Because, you know, Hollywood is always struggling for, you know, ideas.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you know, Defiance proceeded to come out the gate and fall right in the mud, face first, plop.
Well, it wasn't a bad series, it just...
They put it in pretty crappy time slots. So, I mean, it looked to me like they weren't willing to give it a whole lot of chance.
Yeah.
They saved their prime slots for the shows that, you know, they're going to make their money on. Well, so they kind of got relegated to a piss poor time slot and didn't have a whole lot of backing, it looked to me. But then, you know, I don't watch a lot of TV.
It doesn't really help that Defiance, an MMO first person shooter, how do I say this? It ain't fucking good, son! That is one of the worst games. Oh, man. I can't believe I paid $30.
I'm glad I didn't.
Well, I was sucked in by the, oh, it's Trion Worlds, and it's an MMO first, and it's got this great story, and I didn't care about the television series. In fact, I never watched it until I'd stopped playing the game. But, oh my God, not a good game. So not fun.
Well, I remember hearing about it when it was getting ready to come out. They were going through their beta and they were talking about how, oh, if your character makes a meaningful impact in the game, then what we're going to do is, if they feel like they want to add characters to the show, or, you know, just for one-offs, your character will be cast and introduced on the TV show. And I thought, you know, that's cool, you know? If you make enough of an impact with the area you're in, you might actually end up on the TV show. I thought that was kind of awesome. But then, of course, you know, they didn't do anything with that idea. Oh, well.
Whatever. And the problem I had, though, is that it was a new game right out the bat, and it gets it. And it's like, seriously? And I know that was part of the conceit of the game. But at the same time, wow. There were so many other games way more deserving of a TV. And so that's what got us to where we are today.
Yeah.
What games do deserve a television like Witcher and The Secret World?
I know it would be god-awful expensive, but I could really see a Skyrim game. You could just chunk it out into seasons. You know, how he starts from a nobody, and mm-hmm. then he discovers that he's Dragonborn, and then he completes, you know, he gets involved with the Thieves Guild, or the Assassins Guild, or the Vampires, or the Werewolves, or whatever group that he's working with. Each one of those could be, you know, part of a season, or a season, depending upon how big the quest line is, with the whole goal going towards defeating that dragon that's causing all.
Now, actually, I would argue that it doesn't have to be as expensive as you think.
Well, you know, just the CGI involved in the dragons. There's a lot of fucking dragons.
Yeah, but that's what CGI is for, and CGI is getting a lot cheaper. High-quality CGI. And
yeah, sure, it would have to be high-quality. Otherwise, the gamer community would lose their fucking mind.
Right, but you've got all these different races. And
yeah,
that's what practical effects are for.
Yeah.
Or CGI again.
Again, I can see they would turn a Khajiit into comedy sidekick, which would ruin the show for me. I've always hated comedy sidekicks added to a serious show.
Well, it depends on
who's doing
it. I'm
looking at you, original Judge Dredd.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that. But I'm just saying that it doesn't have to be like that.
No, it doesn't. But we're talking about Hollywood here. They're known for bad ideas, or taking a good idea and then fucking it over by adding something completely inane to it. Because, hey, focus groups say, this is a good idea. No.
But then
focus groups are useless.
HBO and the people who made Game of Thrones.
And I know there's AMC who did Walking Dead, and Netflix who's done other things. There's good studios out there.
Right.
But who wants to take on the mantle of Skyrim?
HBO, I would suggest, and here's why.
I would be thrilled, because I know they would at least do it right.
Well, you heard about the Dans, right? I think they're the guys running Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
They just got signed to make Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
So they're not going to make, apparently, once they're done with Game of Thrones, they're not going to go jump on and make that prequel series that they were talking about for HBO. They're going to Lucasfilms and making movies.
Well,
so now HBO is out of a high caliber fantasy. And what else would be a good thing to jump into but Skyrim? An extremely well-known property, high-quality story, something a lot of people would love to jump in, you know, love to follow. They already know how to deal with rabid fan bases.
Well, and the thing is they're, I can see that they're having an issue with it being focused around just one person. Okay.
But does it necessarily need to
be? You don't have to, because there's a lot of NPCs in the story that have a lot of bearing. You know, there's the head of the Stormcloaks, and there's the head of the Imperials.
Right.
There's all the different Jarls throughout, you know, the area, and all the different stories that are going on within them. There's the Mad Daedra. There's, you know, all these different really interesting situations. I mean, there's the vampire lord and his daughter storyline, you know?
See, I would argue that you don't even need to follow the exact storyline. Set it in the world of Skyrim with new character and just build off of that. That way you're not crossing, you know, you're not upsetting specific, you know, things. Oh, it's not in the lore. It's not canon. You're right. It's not. We set it in the world, but with new stories to tell. And we always hear these, you know, hardcore gamers going about, oh, it's such a rich world with so many stories to tell. Yeah, okay, we agree. That's what we're going to do a television series of. Boom.
Yeah, but I still like to see the story of the Dragonborn told on the screen.
And you certainly could. I mean, like Altered Carbon, for example. It's not a game-based
I haven't
series. It's on Netflix. My wife just watched it recently, and she absolutely loved it. I picked up bits of it. It looks pretty awesome. But apparently the, you know, there's the first season, which tells one story. Next season is supposed to be mostly new characters for the most part, telling a completely different story in the same world.
Cool.
That sounds pretty freaking reasonable to me.
Yeah.
So they start it with the story, the first season, telling the story of the Dragonborn. Next season, they do something different. Maybe tied into, but focusing on different characters.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a thought.
Oh, yeah.
But it certainly could be done, and it's not a bad property for... I mean, if they're willing to jump on The Witcher and make a series out of it, you gotta think that... I know The Witcher is based on books and things like that, and then...
It's got a lot of lore behind it.
It does. But The Elder Scrolls, which Skyrim is just a part of, has a huge amount of lore to... Not just games, but don't they have books?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of books behind it.
They're maybe not Witcher-quality books, but still, there's lore to be had there. Now, if I was going to suggest a game to be turned into a television series, I would say Shadowrun, to be honest.
Yeah?
Because they already have one foot in the door on it.
Oh, I know, with Bright.
Bright. Netflix and David Ayers need to buy the rights and make... Just, you know, they could say, hey, it's part of the Bright universe, but 20, 30 years later, when you have cybernetics and all this sort of thing, that could work. Where magic is now a commonplace thing instead of being held down by the government. They could really do that setting so well. Because basically Bright was that without open magic.
Yeah.
And cybernetics. So... The concept is there. It's already something that people not only have seen and enjoyed, but were like, hell yeah. Everybody I've talked to that's a gamer has said it's Shadowrun without cybernetics and magic.
Well, now, they never actually said the word cybernetics, but there were definitely enhanced player or enhanced characters in that show.
Mm-hmm.
So...
You mean like the orc picking up that car?
Well, not just the orc picking up the car, but the head bad chick. You saw, you know, how fast she moved.
Well, I just thought that was because she's a Bright, quote unquote.
Yeah, and there were other Brights who weren't like that.
True enough. Although her sister, it's been out long enough, come on. Her sister wasn't all that, you know, she was pretty lithe herself.
Yeah.
Now, well, I would argue the driver for the Inferni, the big baddie's male driver.
Uh-huh.
He did some stuff that absolutely should not. That was Street Samurai level fighting.
Oh, yeah.
And.
That's what I had him picked as.
Yeah. All they had. I think I mentioned it to my wife when we were watching it just last night. Because that's the first time I actually watched it.
Oh, dude.
I was like, this is Shadowrun. This is what my. My coworker, James Cooper, was telling me. He was like, it's like Shadowrun, only not. You have to watch it. It drives him nuts. He'll ask me every week, have you watched it yet? No. Damn it. Because he doesn't want to ruin it. Now next week, yes, we get to talk about it. Well, actually, by the time this comes out, we will have already talked about it. And he will be very happy to have been spoiler free. Regardless, yes. Shadowrun.
I quite agree.
Immensely expensive to do.
Well, that's just it. Most of the ideas that we've got would be incredibly expensive. Because my next offering is one that kind of veers away from the mainstream. Well, it's actually mainstream in its own way, but it's not like a role-playing game or a video game. Magic the Gathering.
Really?
In all the years that that's been out,
mm-hmm.
all the different expansions, all the different stories, you know, you're following a planeswalker. This is the story of a planeswalker and his allies.
Right.
And he's going through the world building his power. And maybe he spends some time in the artifact. I'm drawing a blank on the name. Antiquities was the expansion.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
And, you know, you're maybe throughout the thing, you're running across the legendary characters.
Sure.
You know, you've got all these different things. You know, wouldn't it be freaking awesome to have just watch a Magic the Gathering game play out on TV?
Sure.
I'm not sure exactly how they'd do it. There would have to be some limitations to what they do, but there's a lot of lore there. There is a lot of story there.
You know, I could actually see that as being an animated television series, because Hasbro has a lot of experience with doing animated series to back up their toy lines. Why not to back up Magic the Gathering?
Well, and that actually leads to another example of a video game that became a TV series.
Okay.
Castlevania.
Yeah. I know this might upset some gamers, but didn't like it.
Well, no. That's your opinion.
It just irritated.
Yes, and it was also, they kind of just ended it suddenly.
Yeah. It's supposed to get a second series,
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for the next season, but it's still, you know, come on. Things are just getting good, and you stop it.
Well, it was only like 4 episodes.
I know. You haven't had time to develop anything, and all of a sudden it's over. Like, what the hell? I know it's expensive, but come on. 4 episodes? But they were long episodes, too.
Yeah, they were, around an hour. But
I thought they were longer than that. I thought they were like an hour and a half.
I don't remember. I didn't even watch all of them. I got part of the way through the second episode and said, stupid, I'm done. I was like, when's this going to feel like Castlevania?
I think they're just loosely basing it on Castlevania, just for names and settings.
Yeah.
But...
Hey, yeah, but I liked Castlevania too, Simon's Quest. So it's not like I have the greatest taste when it comes to Castlevania.
That was a fun game, though.
Yeah, I beat that thing. That thing was horribly hard.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
That was when games were actually...
I know, right?
So, how about you?
Actually, we were talking about how expensive these things would be and why that might be a problem to get them actually there, to get them... converted, because are they going to be make their money back, yada yada yada. I got one that would not be sure there'd be some expense involved, but not really, because you're almost never gonna see the thing that are the problem. You could do it just the right way where you don't quite see things. You use shadow and tricks of light and some CGI to make it work. Call of Cthulhu would make an excellent television. Yeah, the most expensive thing about it would be you're setting it in the 20s. So, you know, the classic cars and things like that. But other than that, the settings and the period dress, it's basically an investigation-based horror.
Yeah.
Very moody, very noir, but not quite, you know, the whole, you know, gritty investigator type. It's more... this guy's slowly losing his mind over the series as he's running in, going from a perfectly normal case that's getting weirder.
Kind of like the Ninth Gate.
Only much better and much darker. I would do it in black and white. The whole thing filmed in black and white. That way you have more of a feeling. In fact, you could... you know, run it through the filters that make it look like an old movie. Nothing glossy, and you don't need to, just brief glimpses of things, and just keep it like that. And I'm sure there'd be some people who'd go, oh, this isn't very good, but if they'd actually sit down and watch it, and, you know, in a dark room sort of situation, could be absolutely terrifying, if done right. I don't know if I'd have to look it up if Robert Block is still alive. Let me check. I almost misspelled his name.
Warning, dead air.
It is not dead air. Robert Block died in 1990, so never mind. Because he was someone who actually corresponded with H.P. Lovecraft. And was like one of the last of his famous correspondent to stay alive. He was like... mentored underneath Lovecraft, which many writers did. But he would have been great for doing this. I mean, the guy wrote Psycho, Psycho 2. He was involved with American Gothic. Come on. He has a huge amount of books. He would have been perfect for that. But, okay, I wouldn't let Stephen King, near directing it or writing it, I wouldn't let him anywhere near that, but he could produce.
Well, that's it. Stephen King is a completely different kind of horror writer.
But he knows Lovecraft, and he wrote a book about Lovecraft. The guy is a fan. I think he could do it justice if he was producing. Don't let the man pen the thing. And his directing skills are horrible. But this would have to be something on one of the really small channels, like Shudder. I could see Shudder doing it. Have you ever heard of Shudder?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very small, basically like Netflix type, but for horror movies.
Right. And
apparently they're going to be doing originals from what I heard. They could do this.
Considering how well Netflix has done with their original.
I would actually encourage them to grab a hold of some of the writers of Call of Cthulhu. Not the books, the game. And see if they could basically storyboard a first season. I bet you they could make this work. And with so many old cities in New England, you've got built-in places to film. Between New England and Canada, you know, east end of Canada, this could be done. But is there enough of a push for it to make it happen? That's why the big names aren't going to jump on it.
Well, it's because part of the problem is horror isn't really thriving right now.
Comes out of Blumhouse.
I don't know. I'm not seeing it surviving in today's market.
Yeah, maybe not. But like Blumhouse, they make very inexpensive horror. And maybe they would be
they keep doing like that paranormal whatever.
Paranormal Activity? I don't know if they're responsible for that.
Mark 12 or 13 or whatever episode they're up to now.
They have actually quite a bit of series out there. Some of them are very, very good. But yeah, they keep costs low by strictly managing budgets and making sure that they squeeze every penny out of those budgets, making sure that they get the best effects and just get their stuff done quickly, efficiently, and boom. And they make a huge return on investment. So maybe somebody at Blumhouse is a huge Lovecraft fan.
I wouldn't doubt there'd be somebody there who was a fan.
I mean, we've already seen there's the H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society. They've made their own films. They did the unthinkable and made a short film, not quite an hour, I think, of The Call of Cthulhu as a silent film. And it was fantastic. Sure, the effects were not perfect, but they took the money from that and made The Whisper in Darkness, a sound film, which was full length with better effects. And while there's been some argument as to whether it was really that great, this is a very small group. If they had anywhere near the budget a Blumhouse film has, they would have made a fantastic film. So why couldn't this happen?
Well, it probably could.
It's just a matter of will. And that's what it comes down to, any of these ideas.
Yeah. Well, my next idea probably won't ever happen just because of the issue with license.
Okay.
And that's World of Darkness.
Yeah.
That has the potential for so much rich storytelling and incredible characters and, you know, just the... I mean, if you depending upon which faction or which monster they're focusing on that particular episode, you know, you've got the politics of the vampires, you've got the family and the infighting of the werewolves, you know. And I mean, you could go so far as to go into the hunters and the mages and the fairies, depending upon, you know, which faction they want to focus on for that season or for that episode.
Well, it worked once. They might as well try it again, because they did a vampire television series.
That was a vampire television series.
Yes, because that's what they started with. That it was Kindred the Embraced, and the only reason they didn't continue it, because it was doing well, not super well, but it was doing well enough, the main character, the prince of the city, the actor playing him, died unexpectedly.
I remember that now.
And they were like, we can't recast him. And they just said, okay, we're done then. But you're right. That absolutely could have, could work, especially when they're working on putting out new versions of the World of Darkness games right now.
Well, it's something I would watch.
Hell yeah. Now, there might be some concern about, oh, the werewolves and this and that. Are we getting too convoluted because there's so many different games?
But you don't have to bring in the fairy, and you don't have to bring in the hunters. Al, you don't even have to bring in the mages.
I would include the mages.
I thought they would be a good inclusion, but...
But in a limited focus. Primarily make it werewolves and vampires. But then again, you have another problem. Then people were comparing it to Underworld.
I know.
And that
in
itself...
Where the hell did Underworld get their ideas from?
They got them straight from World of Darkness.
I know.
Other than
oh,
they
no,
went
this
really
was
stupid.
The original idea of our own.
Yeah, no.
Vampires and werewolves locked in combat for hundreds of years. Sure, that's original.
Yeah, it was basically like they just read straight out of a rule book. But
it sounded to me like the first Underworld looked to me like it was fan fiction. Mm-hmm. World of Darkness fan fiction that got made into a movie.
Yeah, that I almost don't want to see it because I think they'd screw it up. I don't think anybody
oh,
could
I know
possibly
they'd screw
do
it up.
Right. But at the same time, one could also argue that this has already kind of been done.
Yeah.
In Buffy the Vampire.
Yeah, but it was...
It wasn't the same, but it kind of was.
I guess.
I mean, literally, you had all the different things going on. You didn't have the werewolf clans and things like that. But they could have. You didn't have the vampire clans, as far as I remember. But they just didn't go that in-depth into the different types of vampires. The world was, at least on the surface, had a lot of similarities to World of Darkness.
Yeah.
And I don't think... Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the television series, would have done nearly as well if it had not been for the World of Darkness games.
Well, you know their fans were watching.
Yeah, because that was pretty much the only vampire series out at the time. And it was just really cool. Anyway, you got anything else?
Well, other than, you know, the given, I think Guild Wars 2's Living Story would make a decent TV series too, but that's me just tooting the horn of my favorite game.
You had to mention it. We couldn't go an episode.
Oh, I've gone several episodes without mentioning
it. Really?
It's just, hey, we're talking about, think about the Living Story and how it was broken up into the different segments.
Uh-huh.
You've got enough material there for several seasons worth of TV show.
I don't see it being popular enough.
I never said popular. These are things that we would like to see made into a TV series.
True enough. True enough.
So, how about you? Anything else?
No, I'm good. I would just be happy with some Call of Cthulhu on the television screen. Thank you very much. Everything else, I can live without.
No, Shadowrun.
Well, yeah, Shadowrun would be freaking awesome, but there was a lot. I was looking at Bright from a Shadowrun point of view, and I'm going, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. But I was trying to bite my tongue and not say anything insulting because I was having family time with the wife, and so I tried not to nitpick.
It didn't work, did it?
No, actually, I was good. It was very good. Yeah. I've learned that it's better to just hold your tongue sometimes. Anyway, so. Yeah. How about we close up?
Sounds good to me.
But before I'm done, I'd like to mention that I do have a different website. We're still, of course, at gamingstuff.website, where we have an excellent gaming community that is just itching for people to join. Now you can join, you can log in and create an account simply with clicking a button with your Facebook or Twitter. You can also do that with your... You can log in with your WordPress account if you have one of those. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. No. Since I've been doing live streaming on Twitch, I now have ScoreMe.com. That's right, ScoreMe.com. There's the link right over at GamingStuff.website.
Okay, I'll give your score a 10. How's that? You happy?
It's not ScoreMe as in, I know. When you say it that way, you're, yes, ScoreMey.com. Anyway, it's
Sorry, I had to point that out.
Yeah, eat me. Point is, that's where my blog is now. That's where my videos are posting now. And gaming stuff is, besides the podcast, all about the gaming community. It's Facebook, but for gamers. And now my other site, scoremy.com, is for my blog and my videos. And it's much more small, personal sort of site. So anyway, check them out. And with that pimping out of the way, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.